Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you guys. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Light Church and Harvest New Light Studios here in the city of Dallas. We've been dealing with not so much of, we're going to say controversy, but it's a controversy in the lives of some people to the point that they don't receive that what God has in store for them. In an area when they ask God, you know, the word of God tells us, have not, you have not because you ask not. And so we're going to be talking about that same subject with a lot of information in that particular subject, dealing with now faith. You know, we want to have faith in whatever we do with Christ. Whenever we ask God, we want to ask in faith. Whenever we walk with Christ, we want to walk in faith. Whenever we actually just portraying and being the discipline or being what we call the representation of the Lord, we want to do it in faith because we know that in the midst of our faith, it won't fail us if we continue to trust in God. As it says in Proverbs 3:5, to lean not to your own, but acknowledge God in every way, and he will and shall direct our path. It's amazing how God brings this information to fruition in our lives, and we ask God to understand and realize in the season in which we're in, the things we're doing is more prevalent and more amazing than we could ever ask or never known before in our lives because we continue to trust in God, believe in him, and know through him that all things are possible. We go to the scripture we talked about on yesterday. You know, we talked about the process of dealing with faith. You know, it's been one of the ongoing things I've been dealing with, you know, in this particular topic called Faith One. For those who actually come in and join to be a part of the studio, we thank you for coming in and being with us. For all those who are calling in to the studio, you want to dial area code 516-387-1330. That'll get you right here on the air. If you push the little tattletale button, call number one. That'll bring you in for answers or whatever it may be that you want to discuss or talk about, some of the things that you have struggled with in faith. And, you know, we talk about faith. You know, faith is not easy. You know, people say faith, have faith, have faith. You see it say all the time, have faith. Christ tells us to have faith, but in the midst of having faith, it's a lot of sacrifices in the midst of walking in faith. It's a lot of things we deal with on our personal life in terms of sacrificing ourselves to the will of God, nor through him. That every word that he said, according to the book of Numbers 23:19-21, we'll see that his mouth will go forth. So we can't have faith without believing and knowing that God said his word won't go back void, that how he exalt his word, which is really above his name. So we ask God to continue to look over us, keep us as we walk forth, as we go up and open up with prayer. We're going to get started here and hear what the word of God has to say concerning this particular area of scripture or this chapter dealing with the area of faith, you know, now faith, you know. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this opportunity to come before your throne. Father God, we believe and we declare according to the Spirit. Now, Father God, we believe there's no weapon that can be formed. There's none that can be created. It can't be designed or engineered against that which you have brought us to come forth in the season which we're in. Father God, we ask you to look over us, keep us, guide us, help us. Give us the direction that we need, even as we go to what we seem to be what we call the shadows of the valley of death, that we will fear nothing, but we'll always declare and decree that through you everything and all things are possible. Father God, these things I speak not of myself, but of the power of the Most High God. I just declare, Father God, that everything I speak on this morning to your people, Father God, as you continue to help me, show me, and guide me in doing the things you want me to do in the season in which I'm in. Father God, I believe right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that even as you begin to speak through me, Father God, just let me be the conduit of what you call me to be in the season in which I'm in, that I may know and understand and realize it's through you, Father God, that everything and all things possible. Father God, I just declare the word. I just decree the word. I speak it according to the Spirit. And I know, Father God, through your will, your purpose, your power, there is no weapon that can be formed. There's no one can be designed. It can't be engineered or structured against anything you have declared in the season which I'm in. Father God, thank you for this time. I thank you for this moment. I thank you, Father God, for the power of the presence of the Holy Ghost, that even as we go forward, Father God, you are yet relaying, declaring, decreeing, and speaking things according to the Spirit. Father God, even as I pray, Father God, I hear the word in the Spirit asking me to speak on my sister's behalf, not just one of my sisters, but all my sisters, Father God, that in the midst of the very struggles that they're having or she's having in the process of having this very swelling on her legs, Father God, that you continue to decree and declare and speak over her life. Send your ministering angels to touch her in every part of her body, Father God, she will receive the healing that you so desire for her to have in the life that she's living. Father God, I speak these things, not myself. But I declare by the word of God, this word is already coming forth. I believe it will not go back void, but it's already accomplishing all that therein. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity, this time, this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen. We talk about faith. Faith. Just think about the word faith. It's kind of like a sink into your spirit. Faith. You know, something that we do to the point that we look for the substance of it. But God says you can't look at it from a physical standpoint of view. You got to look at it through the eyes of what he said. He's got the possibility to come to fruition. Lord said, I can't see it, but I believe it. That through you, Father God, that this is something that you designed and engineered me to be into in the season I'm in. But I know and understand and realize that you're almighty and all-powerful. That even in the midst as I go forth, Father God, I'm asking you to train, tame, and teach me, Father God, in the way that you want me to be in the season in which I'm in. That I may know and realize and understand that you're always in control in everything you're telling me to do. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity. If you give me to teach on this subject about faith, 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 faith. This is all we've been talking about during the course of this week is faith. You know, you just can't get into the word and just say, oh, I'm going to talk about faith. No, you're not just going to talk about it. You got to be an example of what faith is. You got to know and declare and decree that in the midst of everything that we're telling you, that God is now moving according to his will, his purpose, and his power. And we know through him that everything in all things has already been made possible through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the moments he shares with us in our life, that even when we go through ups and downs, these what we call these preliminaries, these back and forth things that continue to try to grieve us and make us feel other than what God declares to be, we yet still have to have the faith to know that in the midst of having faith, God's prepared a plan, and that plan is really more than what we can see. Let's just take a look at something here, and we talk about the word of God about faith. You know, let's look at the book of Hebrews, and then just think about the book of Hebrews chapter 1. It says, now faith. Now, the word now, that means immediately, right now, and whatever the process or whatever is taking place, it means right then and there. It means nano. I want this now. I want that now. Through faith, it's now. Faith says it's now, but I can't see it. But I believe that it was an epiphany through a vision that God's put in my mind that I can have the hope and expectation, knowing that I can't see it in the physical substance right now. But through God, he's going to bring it forth to declare the evidence of what I saw in my mind. He's got the power to speak and declare and bring it to fruition. Let me say that again for somebody can understand what I'm saying. I'm thinking about something I'm asking God for. But I know that God is the only one who can provide all the needs according to his riches and glory. And when my way looks in a certain way, it's like Proverbs 3 and 5, the opposite. If I lean not to my own understanding, and I trust in faith and believing that what I need has got the ability to come forth, then if I can see it, then I can believe it. In other words, I can see it and memorize it. If I can have a faith, if I can have a thought in my mind that what the possibilities of the increments of what Christ can do in my life, I can believe that that can come to full fruition. You talk about how you look at the word of God, you look on down here in the fourth verse, you don't want to go too far in this. But the fourth verse, he said, by faith Abraham, God in more excellent sacrifice to Cain, which obtained the witness that he was the righteousness, God testifying of his gift by being dead yet speaking. Now listen to what I'm saying right here, ladies and gentlemen. You look at Abraham, you look at Abel, you look at Enoch, you look at Noah. All these guys obtained things in their life by the word of God, meaning they had the faith to believe, not seeing God or not seeing that particular substance in their place or position at that particular time. They believed God without seeing the physical, but they believed that what they hoped for through the word of God was going to come to full term. Man and woman, God, I'm telling you, you got to have faith in the walk that you're walking in. When you walking in faith, you got to know that you know that you know that God is not a God that he should lie. Now listen to me. He's not a son of any man that he had to repent. He's been a command to bless. And he said he will, shall, and cannot reverse it. We got to believe that in our lives. Don't understand that the plan that God has for me and you is really more than what we can see. When I trust in God and lean not to my own and acknowledge God in all his ways, God will show me and he will design the things he have in store for me by my faith. My faith said that I can do it. My faith says through him, everything and all things are possible. My faith tells me that this is what I can do through Christ, to him that strengthened me. It's through him. It's through him that everything and all things are possible. It's through him that nothing I do can go opposite of what he declared to be. I think I got something else here. Let me look at some things here. Look at the area of the book of Hebrews once again. It says, now faith, listen to me, now faith is a substance of things. What are the things? I'm hoping for something that I don't got the ability to know that I can receive it. But the word of God said, to him, all things are possible. When we begin to look at faith, you can't look at your physical. You can't look at how much money you make. You can't look what's in your pocketbook or your pocket. You can't look what you got in the bank. You can't look at what seems to be making you feel doubtful. I ain't got enough money here to do this. I ain't got enough to do that. It seems impossible for me to do. The word of God says, when you have faith, the Bible says your faith makes you be able to obtain to being a rewarder. The Bible says, but without faith, in the sixth verse, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So that cometh to God must look here. He said, you must. You can't do without him. You must believe that God is a rewarder to those who have a Matthew 6:33, which is diligently seek him, knowing through the power of God, through the word of God, Psalms 84:11. Okay, that's no good thing. Will I withhold from those if they walk upright according to the will, the purpose, the power, and authority of the Holy Spirit? Knowing through God that everything and all things are possible. I got to know that through him, all things are possible. I am a believer. I'm the guaranteed that God said he would give me the title deed to whatever I want. Not just because I'm making payments on something. He'd give it to me in full. That it'd be mine, mine only. Knowing through him, it came from him. God doesn't have strings attached to what he gives you. When God gives you something, it's free and clear of all men's desires to cling. You purchase a car, you purchase a home. You want it to be cash. You want it to be mine. Well, I can't pay $1 million for a house because I don't have that. Well, God said, how much do you believe? How much do you believe that the illness and the sickness in your body or your friend's body or whoever it may be that's in your life, that God, through the word of God, through the word of faith, through the process of knowing and understanding, that God said, okay, I'm not a God that I should lie. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not a son of any man that I should have to repent. Now, we read that clearly over in the book of Numbers 23:19-21. But he also comes back and lets us know in Isaiah 55:11 that God said that every word, am I there, that proceeded out of his mouth is a word of glory that goes forth. And the Bible said, it will and shall not come back void, but it has already accomplished and done all that therein. It's kind of like Romans 4:17. I don't see it, but I got to call it to know that God said I can do it. The word of God says, I got the power through Romans 4:17 to call things and events and circumstances and situations in my life that be not though if they were. That's the power of authority and faith to know that when you speak a thing, you can declare and decree it. The word of God tells us also in Psalms 84:11. He said, God is a sun and a shield. No, not he's a sun and a shield. Matter of fact, Psalms 46. Let's go to Psalms 46 before we go to 84:11. Psalm 46 says that I'm a refuge. This is faith. I'm a refuge and I'm a very present help in a very present time of need. Whatever the calamity may be that's going in your life, whatever orange cone, whatever ditch, whatever problem you're dealing with and running through, God is an assurance God. In the midst of him having his assurance, that he said, I will not lie to you. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. I'm not a God that I should lie. I'm not like a man. A man will lie to you. But me being God, the creator of the universe, I will not withhold anything from you. Psalms 84:11. That's if you walk upright. If you be all my commands, all my statutes, all my precepts, there's nothing I hold back for you. Because you're walking in pure obedience to what you're asking me for and I know what I can do. You ask God for the impossibility. Believe God for the impossibility. The Bible says when you ask in faith. then when you ask outside of faith, you ask amiss. Listen, look at this, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says in the Amplified Version, we look over the Amplified Version over here in the area of the scripture, that what we call triumphant faith. The Bible said, now faith is assurance, the title deed, look here, confirmation of things hoped for, look here, divinely guaranteed in the evidence of things not seen. Look at, notice this, the conviction, come on somebody, of the reality of faith comprehends as a fact what cannot be seen. Well, wait a minute. Experienced by the physical senses. Let me read that again from the second part of this particular paragraph. The conviction of their reality, faith comprehends as fact what can be experienced by that physical senses. That means I can think about it and I can see it come to play. Think about it. I ask God for it. Don't I have faith in God that he's going to do what he said he's going to do? Well, Lord, I want that car. And they told me it costs too much for me to have. Well, I said, how much do you believe? And really, if that's the one you ask for, that's the one you want. How, what if I have something better for you? Won't you believe me for something greater than that? You know, God said, I'll give you what you desires of your heart. If the man ways pleases God, God will give you the desires of your heart. Now, if you choose a low desire, then that's up to you. If you want that, rather than this, God said, okay. I want you to think a little bit more higher. I want you to think of things that so point to a point that you it's impossible for you to receive or have or get. And know that I can do what I say I'm going to do. Notice what he says about here in the particular second verse of the Amplified Version. For by this kind of faith, he talks about the kind of faith in the Amplified Version in verse 1. He said, for this kind of faith that a man owes divine approval, or he gained divine approval. That's the kind of faith that gets you divine approval from God. The Bible said, if I walk upright, walking in the will, the purpose, and the power of the Holy Spirit, then I know without a shadow of a doubt, God will grant me whatever I need and whatever I ask for. This is faith, ladies and gentlemen. Doing the impossibility. Let's go back over here to the area of the particular area of the particular fourth verse. He said, by faith, Abel offered. Now, Abel ways and what he done pleased God. Abraham ways pleases God. Enoch's ways, walking with God, believes God. And so with those reports, God showed them more favor in the midst of bringing them to a place of consultude and solidification through their faith. They believe that in the midst of their daily life, they believe God for the fullness and the faithfulness of whatever it may be that's in their life that may try to call them to feel other than what God declared them to be. That's the same thing with you. God called you to be not just a name of ambassador. He told you to walk in your ambassadorship, to walk in authority, to walk in supremacy, to walk in power, to walk in revelation, illumination, transformation, knowing, declare, and decree that God will not lie. And he's not a son of any piece of a flesh. Then he'd have to repent. His command has been given. Not only just been given, but it's been given to bless you. Faith, ladies and gentlemen, will carry you farther than anything you ever known or understood or ever had. In your health condition, by faith, God will say, I am healed. Okay, well, let's see what's going to happen. Let's get you back on your feet, see if you're going to live right, and see if you're going to go back out there doing the same thing you were doing before when you didn't have faith. But now that you're coming to assurance of God's word, God says over in that particular fifth verse, for Enoch, who walked with God, translated that he should see death. Look what he's saying. He was translated and he didn't even see death because his ways pleased God. And he was found because he translated him. For before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. Your faith comes through the pleasing God. The way you walk with God, the way you talk with God, the way you serve God on a daily basis about what he can do for you in your life. That's how you get in the goodness and the grace of God, that he may open his heart and his hands and his wills to you, that you may receive whatever it is that you want from him in a way that you walk upright in terms of being a man and woman of God. Going back to Psalms 84:11 once again. But if I walk upright, God is a sun and a shield, and no good thing will he hold from me, that's if I walk upright. The word of God goes on in verse 6. He says, but without faith, Am I talking to somebody? It is impossible. The word impossible means it can't be done. No way, no how, no shape, no form, no fashion. It just can't be done. I want to look at something here, and I just want to just kind of just peck at you a little bit on this particular area right here about this area of this word impossible. I want you, for those of you who have time, to go to your dictionaries, look at your dictionaries, and just look at how you got to have the kind of faith that in the midst of your dilemma, in the midst of your going through, that you got to trust God more than you ever trusted before. You know, you really have to, because the word impossibility replies to me when I look at it in the dictionary form, and I want to look at it here for a minute. I'm going to flip some pages here, and I'll look at something in my dictionary. It says that the question of unfavorable is unimpactable, unpractical, is not available, is difficult. Am I in there? It's unworkable, and it talks about even more. It's a difficult, it's an awkward way of receiving that you might get, you can't get anything. It's unbearable. It's irritating. It's unfunctional. It's inexperienced. It can't happen. This is a totally thing that you deal with the process of immature faith. Your faith has got to mature in Christ. That means when God asks you to do something and you want to do something for Christ, Christ says, okay. The word of God says it's impossible without faith. The word impossible, you talk about just the word impossible, having things impossible. The word of God says impossible. It's unable for you to do anything in the will of God to the degree of having that priority in place to know that Christ can do just what he said is going to do. That's what faith tells me and you, that it can't happen. It can't happen if you have life faith. You've got to have faith. The Bible with faith that, you know, you become rewarded. And when you become rewarded, he's rewarded to those who diligently seek him. I got to trust God and believe God. I got to declare the things of God and know that his word will go forth and it will not come back void. The Bible says once again in verse 6, without faith, this is what it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must believe, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek you first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things are added unto you. Joshua 1:8, meditate on the word of God. Knowing through the word of God and what he said, it's got to come to full term. It's got to come to full fruition. I want to look at something else here. It said, what are the immediate objectives of faith? You know, what we understand that the worlds were prepared and framed by the word of God. You look at the book of Genesis and talk about how, think about how Genesis says that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the earth, waiting under the command of the word of God to go forth and do what the word commanded to do. Well, hold on, Pastor Ellis. You kind of lost me. No, I'm not even lose you. I'm trying to get you to see the how God said that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was our form of void. And the Bible said the Holy Spirit was there hovering. Am I there with somebody? It was waiting for the very directions of the Holy Ghost to give the word of God through the Holy Spirit to give them to do what it needed to do. You talk about the book of Genesis. I want to make sure I make this clear that when you talk about the book of Genesis, you know, Genesis chapter 1, you look at how the world and how it was framed. It wasn't nothing in place. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And earth was our form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now look what he said. This is what I want to get you to see. The Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. And God said, I mean, he's commanding the Holy Spirit. He said, God said, let there be light. Under the unction and the direction of voice of God himself, he controlled the Holy Spirit to do what he wanted to do, and what it obeyed what he said. The same thing with you, ladies and gentlemen. Under the unction of the power of the Holy Spirit, the word of God says, according to Romans 4:17, you have been given the ability to call things and events and situations in your life that be not to if they were, through faith, you know, that God can complete that very just thing that he said he would do. Anybody who's walking without faith, the Bible says it can be impossible, because God now is a rewarder to those who diligently and honestly seek him. I am Apostle Charles Ellis. here at Harvest Light Church and Harvest Light Studios here in the city of Dallas. It's always a pleasure for you guys to be with me during the course of time over the studies. I said for those who wanted to call in, get in a prayer request, the number is 516-387-1338. That will have got you into the studio. But I said these shows only take place between 20 and 30 minutes. They're not that long. They're kind of just kind of pop-ins and pop-outs, produce the faith that you need, help you to go forth throughout the day. Remember, no weapon formed against you. Nothing is formed against you that should prosper. He's never one of you. I thank you guys for joining me on this morning here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord. Amen.